You were holding daf lamed gimel lamed beis. The Mishnah says, "Arova gezula v'yaveshes psula." If you have arovas that were stolen or dried out, one is also psula for the same reason we had before. As the pasuk says, "Lochem goes in all the dalad minim and have to belong to you." And hoder also applies to arovas. Also, it has to look nice. If it's dried out, it's not hoder; it's posel. Shel asheru v'shelir hanidachas. If it comes from a tree that the goyim worship for avodah zarah, that the mitzvah is to burn it, or else she'ir hanidachas, that you have to burn the whole city they worship to avoid the zara, is also psula, for the same reason we had before. Since it's a shia by the robes, it has to be gimel tfachim long, and something that the mitzvah is to burn it, it's considered ktuse mechtesh yur, it's missing a shear, therefore it's possible. Niktam roisha, let's say the top stem, the top of the stem was cut off, nifritzu aleho, the leaves came off it, v'yat tzav tzofa, or else it's a different type of an arova. We'll see in the Gemara that they have round leaves, is psula. That's not the min arova, it's the willow tree that we have to use. What about kamusha? Let's say it started to shrink. V'shenoshru miksas aleho, just some of the leaves fell off it. V'shelbal, or else it's a willow tree that doesn't grow near the river, but it grows shelbal, that means in the middle of a dry land, is ksher, still it's kosher, like we'll see in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. The Pasuk says, Arve Nochal. You have to have these arovas that grow by the Nochal, grow by the river. Is Hagadilim al Hanachal. That grow on the Nachal. So, the way Rashi learns is, Rashi says in the Gemara, Arve Nochal, Gadilim al Nachal, Nachle Mayim Mitzvah Bezu. There's a mitzvah, Lechatchilo, to take arovas that grow by the river. Umiyo still, Kshobal Kshera. Klikamon, Kedosiv Arve Loshin Rabin. Even though soon we're going to have a ribui, that any type of arovas like kosher, even though they dry, grow on the dry land, still Rashi learns it's a mitzvah lechatchilom to take arovas that grow by a nachal. And lalocha, the Torah is mashma like this, whoever the tans paskins, that you're allowed to take, even lechatchilom, you can take any type of arovas. You don't have to have arovas that grow on the nachal, even if it grows on the dry land, still it's kosher. But the Bryce says, dovrach, another limit is, arve nachal. That means she'ola, she'lo, moshuk kenachal. That the leaves of their arovas are very long, like our arovas are, and it's like moshuk, it extends like a river. Tanya Yiduch, another price that says like this, arve nochal, ein li yela arve nochal. I only would think that's kosher to have arovas that grow by the river. She'l baal v'she'l horim. How do I know even arovas that grow in dry land by the baal, or el she'l horim, that grow on top of the mountains? Minayin Tamulayma, the Pasuk says, Arve Nochal Mikomokim. Rashi means a Loshin Rabin, Arve, a lot of different type of arovas. So, where Rashi learns, even though Lechatchilah should have arovas that are grown near the Nachal, still with the evidence kosher, any type of arovas. That even, not any, but even if they grow on the dry lands. Mavaita Abishalom, Abishal says, Arve means Shtayim. Arve, Loshin Rabin means two. What does it mean, two? There are two mitzvahs to do with the arovas. Achas the lulav, one is a mitzvah to put into the lulav like we do, like it's part of the dalad minim, and v'yachas lemikdash, there's a special mitzvah in the base of mikdash, like on a Hashanah Rabbah, they used to go around the mizbeach 7 times, holding the arovas. That was a mitzvah midiraisa. We do it this man as estam as the minim, the zeicher, what they used to do in the base of mikdash. So more of a rabbonin lemikdash minolu, the rabbonin that don't dash an arve, the Lashon Rabbah for this limut, to say there are two mitzvahs. But rather they dash an arve to say all different types of arovas, even if it grows in the dry land, is kosher. So how do they know this halacha that is an inyan to have arovas in the base of Migdash? And the Gemara Hilchos Gemirulu. This is halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. So it's not from a posik. It's halacha that was taught by Moshe by Hasinai. The Yom Rabbas Yom Rab Yechanan Esenetiyos Arova V'Nisu Chamayim is halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. The mitzvah of Esenetiyos, that's halacha that gave to Hilchos Shvius. That the Torah says on Shemitah, on the 7th year, you're not allowed to plow the ground at all. There's also a mitzvah, Tosfos Shvius, that even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you also have to start planting your fields, that's Midiraisa. There's one exception, that's Esenetius. That's if you have a piece of land, that's only a base sod, that's only 50 yamas by 50 yamas, and in there you have 10 young plants, young trees growing, Netius means young trees, you have 10 of them there. Now that's the measurement, 10 of them uses up a knees, the anika, like the nourishment of such a land, 50 by 50. So if you have it spread out equally in a land of 50 by 50, then the locker is you're allowed to plow that whole land even the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, there's no mitzvah teisvis shvius on a land that has 50 yamas by 50 yamas. If you have 10 netiyas growing there, that's a special halacha called eser netiyas. Hu adin arava. The mitzvah on the Beis Hamikdash to go around in the mizbeach with holding aravis, that's also halacha l'moshe m'sinai. V'nisvah hamayim, that we have throughout Chag HaSukkos, when they brought the Tomit Shal Shachar in the morning, instead of just the regular nisach of the yayin, they also had the nisach hamayim. They used to throw the water on top of the mizbech also. These things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Rabbanan don't know it from a pasuk of Arvei Nochal, rather from this halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Tana Rabbanan, the price is like this. Arvei Nochal. What does it mean? Hagedilois al hanachal. I would think that you have to have aravis that grow near the river. That means prat litzavtsafo hagdila ben horim. Prat, this type of an aravis, we'll soon see it has round leaves that grow on the mountains. That's treif. That's posel. It's no good. Now, Omer Rav Zera Maikro, where's the posel to say that tzavtsafo is something bad? It's something you can't use. Because the posel says, Yecheskel said, koch almayim rabim tzavtsafo somay. That takes something that grows almayim rabim, and tzavtsafo somay, instead they made it into a tzavtsafo. Now, Rashi says what it means to say is like Lashon Techocha, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to take something nice that grows by the Mayim, like a Rovis, and instead they took something bad, like a Tzavsofa. So you see, Tzavsofa is no good. Omalay Abaye, Abaye says back, no, Vedoma Purusha Kamaforish, maybe the Pasuk is just explaining the good that they did, that the Pasuk says, Koch HaMayim Rabim, take something that grows in a lot of water, like something good, Omani, you know what it is, Tzavsofa? So what's the riot's bid? Maybe that is the good thing. So the Gemarim came, if so, my Samay. What does it mean? They made it like it's a Tzavsofa. If that's what it is, it didn't have to say the word Samay. So Samay is mashma that Hashem said, do something good, and instead it ended up they did something bad. That was the Techocha. So you see, Tzavsofa is something that's no good. And Omer Abavua, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Yomarti, I said, Shiyu Yisrael, Lufonai Kekoch Amayim Rabim, Klal Yisrael should be in front of me like something good that grows in a lot of water. Oh, my niyu arava. That's like aravas. Aravas is like something good, like a mushroom that you could use for the mitzvah. This is something good that grows in a lot of water. Fehain, but Klal Yisrael instead, so my atzman ki tzavtsofa sheb horim. They made themselves like the tzavtsofa that's on top of the horim. In other words, something that's no good. So you see, tzavtsofa is something no good. And ika demasni lo lahai krua masnisa. Some learn this pasuk on the Brisa, that the pasuk says again, Koch Amayim Rabim Tzavtsofa Somay. Then Maskabal or Abzeri asked a question like this, Vedoma Prusha Kamaforish, maybe the pasuk is just explaining they did something good, that it says, Koch Amayim Rabim, take something that grows by a lot of water, mind you, what is it? Tzavtsofa? It's something good, so maybe Tzavtsofa is a good Lashon. So again, the Teretz says, Imkain, if so, my Somay, what does it mean Somay that they made it? As they made a mashma, instead of making something good, they made it into bed. So tzavtsofa is no good. That's why we're dashing also, we'll soon see what it is, but this tzavtsofa is no good for the mitzvah of Arobis. And Amar Abavu, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ani Yomarti, I said, Shiyu Yisroel Lofonai Kekoch Almayim Rabim, Klal Yisrael should be in front of me, like taking something good that grows on by a lot of water, O Maniyu Arova, that's like Arobis, and they did bad actions, they did bad things, like it's a tzavtsofa that grows on top of the mountains. Now, turn around, the Bryce explains it. A zehu arova, what's called arova that's kosher for the arovas. V'yezeh tzavtsofa, what's called a tzavtsofa that's posel for arovas. Arova, what's called a willow tree, that's kono shelo odom, that the stem of it is red. V'olo shelo moshuch, and the leaves are nice and long, like our arovis. Opiha, the edges of the leaves, is cholak, is smooth. And it doesn't have points coming out like a knife, but no, it's not pointy like the edges, but rather it's smooth. Tzavtsofa, what's tzavtsofa? What is this posel? It's no good type of a willow. That's kona shelo loven. The stem of it is not red, but rather white. Now that we said it has to be red, the loch is brought down, even green is also good, because green just means like the sun didn't get to it enough. But if the sun would beat on it, come down on it a lot, it would turn into be red. But Shankin said soft would never change to be red, it always stays just white. V'olo shelo ogul, and hu adin, the leaves of it is round. Upiha doima lamagol, and the edges of the leaf has like edges onto it, has like indentions that looks like a suet. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned doima lamagol kosher. No, if it's only doima to the magol, it's taka kosher. Doima lemeser posel. If it's doima to the knife, that's when it's no good. So Rashi says the meser has like two indentions to it, like a teeth, like sticks out, has two edges to it. That's no good. Magal is the pshat, all the points faced one way towards the handle. So if it all faces one way, that's not so good. But I call upon him, the Bryce says, Mashman, that's if Sof is kosher? So Amrabaya answers like this. And for the Gemara, Amrabaya kitanya hi bechil fogilo. That's what the Bryce says, a difference, whether the points are doima to a magal, or doima to a meser, how pointy, how many edges they have, that's talking about a min that's kosher harovis. That's called chilfa gila. That's another type of like a willow tree that gives off leaves, that there the stem taker is red, and the leaves are nice and long, they're not round, but just sometimes they're little edges, they have points on it. Like some people call that zeglich. So here it depends, that if the zeglich, if the points are very two pointies, have like just stick out like a knife, that's puzzle. But if it just has small points to it, that they all point in one way, like a mangle, then it's kosher. So Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Shema minif, now I have a raya, that haichil for gila kosher loishana. You know, this min of the willows, chil for gila, is kosher for ashana. So you could use it for the luluf. So the Mar Pshit, of course, like, why not? So Mar says, yes, now the time I would have thought. Hoyavis lay shame levai, since it has a nickname to it, it's called chil for gila. I would think it's not kosher. Maybe the third one, dafka arve nochal. Dafka is something that's called aravis. Kamash mulan still is kosher. For the Gemara of Yehmochanami, maybe so. Maybe it should be possible. Maybe you have to have something that's called aravis. And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says arve nochal. It sounds like a Lashon Rabbim, amirachmonim mikomokim. Like any type of aravis. As long as it has these simonim, these signs, that the stem is red and the leaves are long, and it doesn't have big zeglich, doesn't have big edges, big indentions, it's only like a magel, then it's still kosher. Mor says, Omer Rav Chisda, Hani Tzlosa Mili, Ishtani Shemayahu, these three things, the names, changed around, Michi Chorav Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav. What does that mean? Chalfasa Arvosa, and Arvosa Chalfasa. That chalfasa, that's like this, tzatzofa, that's a posala type of arovis. You can't use it. And arvosa, that's a kosher arovis. So originally we used to call it arvosa, that's the min tree that's kosher. And chalfasa, that's the min tzatzofa, that's posal. But you should know now, after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the names were changed around. What used to be called arvosa is now called chalfasa. And what used to be called chalfasa is now called arvosa. So Mor says, Mainas Kumina, what's the difference to luluf? That you have to know what min you're allowed to use now for luluf. Now you can't use a arvosa. Now you have to use the chalfosa to be kosher for the luluf. And the next thing is shipura and chatzutzorta. There are two different types of a shofar. There's a shofar that's bent over and it's made from an aisle that's kosher for Rosh Hashanah. And chatzutzorta, that's a long, straight shofar, and it doesn't come from an aisle from rim. It comes from other animals. So the Morris and Chatzasurta Shipura. Now they changed it around. What used to be called the Shipura, now it's called the Chatzasurta. So the Morris says, Mainaf Kumina, what's the difference? Le Shaifa Shir Rosh Hashanah. To know what Shaifa, what you have to use for Rosh Hashanah. At Badarin Bizman, before the Beis Hamikdash, used to ask for Shipura. But now you have to know, you have to ask for Chatzasurta. Because now a Chatzasurta, they call something that drew off an aisle and it's bent over. Another thing that changed over is a Pesurta and a Pesura. These are different type of tables. That one is a bigger one and one is a smaller one. And psura psurta. Now it's changed around. The bigger one now was changed from psura to psurta. So Gemara says, Lamaynaf Kumina, what's the difference? Like these are tables they use to exchange money on. So what's the difference if it's a big table or a small table? There's no halach is involved. So Gemara says, yes, lemekech memcher. There's a difference when you sell something and buy something. That if somebody says he wants to buy a psura, you have to make sure to sell him what he asks for. And you can't change it around. So it's a nafkamina, what is it called? Does he mean to ask for a big one or for a small one? That's a nafkamina. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Afani Yoimar, I also say that Beikasi and Hovlila was also changed around to Hovlila Beikasi.
that these are inside the animal, the big stomach of the animal. The big stomach is called, the end of the big stomach is called the bekase, and it has a very thick walls there. And ovuli is not a part, a thin part of the stomach. So Gemara says, L'mayin afkamina, what's the difference whether they change the name of the big stomach to the small stomach? So Gemara says, Nafkamina, L'mache ta'nimtza v'ulbe besakosis. There's a loch in Gemara and Chulin, but Hilchos Treifas, that if you find, after the shechit, if you find a needle stuck through the walls of the stomach of the animal, depends where you find the needle. If you find it in the uve beis hakoisos, that's the thick walls of the stomach. There, if the needle only goes through one side and doesn't come out, you can't see it on the other side, it's kosher. Because since the walls are very thick, the walls protect it, it's not called a treifa. Mashenken by the Hovlila, that's the thin walls. There, if the needle only comes through one side, doesn't come through the other side, it also makes it a treifa. So the nafkamina now, what are you talking about? If you're talking about the bekos or the Hovlila, now it's just the opposite. Now the Hovlila, that's the big thick walls, there it would be kosher. But now if you find a needle by the bekosa, now it will be treif, because now they call the bekosa the thinner walls of the stomach. Omar Rava Rabbi Yosef. Afani Yoim, I also have something to say, another name that changed around, Bovel and Bursif. Two different towns, the town called Bovel and a town called Bursif. You should know after the Churban it was changed around to Bursif Bovel. What used to be called Bovel is now called Bursif. And what used to be called Bursif is now called Bovel. So Gemara says, L'mayin nafkamina, what's the difference, what the names are? So Gemara says, L'gitin nashim, nafkamina v'hilchas get. And the Halacha brought down the first Mishnah, and Gittin says that when you bring a get from Chutz Laretz, you have to say, b'fonei nechtem. Since they're not bekim in Lishmo, the Shliach has to be made that was written Lishmo. Vashenkin and Eretz Yisrael, since they're bekim in Lishmo, you don't have to. And the Gemara says, Bovel also, Kulim, who are Mitzuyin, they knew the Halacha of Lishmo. So the get was written in Bovel, you don't have to say before nechtem. Because an afkamin, if the get now comes from Bovel, and you have to say before nechtem, because Bovel now is really Bursif. And if the get now comes from Bursif, then it would be kosher. So that's an afkamin, what it's called, Bursif or called Bovel.
The Mishnah Baitan says, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Shloisha Hadassim. The mitzvah is to use three Hadassim like we do. Ushtei Arovis, two Arovis, Luluv Echad, we take one Luluv, the Esrog Echad, and one Esrog. Now, Afilu Shinayin Ketumim, then Rabbi Shmuel says that the Gemara will explain, like here is really Chayzer, he retracts what he said before. But now he says, out of these three Hadassim, Afilu Shinayin Ketumim, even if two of them, the top of the stems are cut off, the Echad ain't a Kotim. As long as one of them is not cut off, it's kosher. And the Gemara asked for stira, like if you tell me you have to have three, it's a manashach. If ketumah is kosher, then even all three should be kosher. If ketumah is poster, should have to have all three, not ketumim. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel really is chayzer, and now he holds, all you have to have really is only one hadas. So as long as one of them is ainah ketumah, that's why it's kosher. Rabbi Tafin and Rabbi Tafin says, afilu shloshtin ketumim. Even if the three hadasim, all of them have the top of the stem, is cut off, still it's kosher. Haytzi holds there's no psul of ketumah by hadassim. And the Sfarad Mefarshim speak out there that by hadassim, since the leaves like cover up the stem, so it's not even noticeable that the top of the stem is missing. Therefore, it's still called hodr. Hayz by the arovis and by the lulav, you can see if the top is missing or not. Then it's a psul from hodr. But by the hadassim, that the leaves cover up the stem, you can't tell. That's where, therefore, Rav Tafin says it's kosher. Rabbi Akiva says, Kishem Shalulav Echod, the Esrig Echod, the same way that's the mitzvah, only one lulav, one Esrig, Kachadas Echod, the Arava Achas. The same thing the din is to have one Hadas and one Arava. So Gemara says now, Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, Shmuel says, the Pasuk says, Pri Eitz Hodr, is Echod, one fruit, that's the Esrig, you have to have one Esrig. Kapois Tomorrow, that's the lulav Echod, one lulav. Anaf Eitz Ovois, you have to have the Hadasim, the leaves that cover up the tree, that's Shloisha. You have to have three. So Rashi says here, the reason why you have to have three is, Rashi says, because Anaf is Chad, Eitz is Chad, and Ovis is also one. Therefore, from the Anaf, Eitz, Ovis, we say you have to have three. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, because we have drushes from this. It's not extra words here. We dashen from this, that you need Hadasim is that the leaves cover up the whole tree, the whole stem. But I saw the Orchon there once answer Rashi to say that Rashi will learn out those drushes we learn from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So therefore, really the Pasuk says extra, and therefore we learn out you have to have three hadasim. Vaita. Arvei nochal shtayim. So you have to have only two aravos. V'yafilu shnayim ketumim v'yechad sheinakotim. Going back on the hadasim, even if you have two of them that the top of the stem is cut off, and just one is sholem complete, it's kosher. Rabbi Tafan says, Shloisha, you have to have three hadasim, but we have filu shlosh ten ketumim. Even if all three of them, the top part of the stem is cut off, still it's kosher. In other words, he holds there's no psul of katum by hadasim. Rabbi Akiva Raimek Hashem Shalulav Echod, the Esrig Echod, just like you have to have one lulav and one Esrig, Kach Hadas Echod Yarov Achat. Same thing, it's enough to have one hadas and one arov. Omale Rabbi Lezer. Yochel, I would think, Yehei Esrigi Mohen Baguda Achas, maybe when you make the agud of tying the three meaning together, maybe you have to tie all four meaning together, maybe the Esrig has to be part of the lulav. Amato, I tell you, V'chinema pri eitz hodor v'kapas tamorim? Does the postik like first start off and say Esrig, pri eitz hodor, and then does it say v with the extra vav, say also a luluf? V'haloi lo nemarela kapas. The postik like stops and says pri eitz hodor, that's one thing. Take the Esrig. Then it says kapas tamorim, that's the luluf. Then the taka says v'arve nocholen v'anaf eitz ovis. So in the other two meaning, the taka says the vav, to show that it has to be part, it's tied together with the luluf. But the first creates hodah, that's by itself. So the more now, minayin shemahakfin zeh, how do I know one is makiv, one with the other? In other words, the only mitzvah you have is when you have all four minim together. You have the adasim, the arovis, the luluf, and the esrig. How do I know if you just have one or two, it's not the mitzvah? Talmud the Pasuk says, ulakachtem, shetei lekicha tom, you have to have a complete lechila. A complete lekicha. It means you have to hold all four minim at the same time. Now the Gemara asks, for Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael, manashach, like what's going on? Manashach, what's going on? Ish leimim boy if you hold, you have to have the hadasim, have to be complete. You can't have the top part of the stem cut off. Liboy nami kulu, you should have to have all three of them should be shleimim. Iloy boy shleimim, if you hold, you don't have to be complete. Ha filu chad nami. Even if one is missing, you should not. If you don't have to have complete ones, you should not even have to have one complete one. It should be enough. Like Rav Tarfon says, all three of them could be ketumim. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yishmael? Do you need ketumim or don't you need ketumim? So Amar Biroi, it's name of a chacham. Amar Rabbi Ami, Chaza by Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael was chayzer, and he holds what? That's enough just to have. Just to have one hadas. So the one hadas you have has to be not kotum. Now, Omer Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel paskins, not like Rabbi Shmuel, but like Rabbi Tarfon, that you have to have three of them, but the halacha is ketumim is kosher. You can have all three, even if the top of the stem is cut off, still it's kosher. And the swar we said was because since the leaves cover it up. Now, the Gemara says, b'yoz de Shmuel atayim, and Shmuel goes according to his own reasoning. T'yomalu Shmuel lahani de mezavni yasa. Shmuel told the people that were selling hadasim, Ashvo uzavinu, lower your prices and then sell it. V'loy, if you're going to raise your prices too high, Dashinu l'chu, I'm going to tell everybody, that luck is like Rabbi Tarfon. That what, you do not have to look to make sure that hadasim are shleimim, there's nothing missing on top. No, the luck of Iker is like Rabbi Tarfon, that even though it's kotum, still it's kosher. So this is a riot, that's what Shmuel holds. Because if Shmuel didn't hold like this, he couldn't threaten the sellers to say, I'll pass on Rav Tarfon if the halacha is not like him. So it's a riot, really, Shmuel holds like Rav Tarfon. Because if the people wanted to be machmer, to get shleimim, like Tevel of Rochel. But that's only if you're not going to charge too much. But if you're going to raise the prices too high, I'm going to tell everybody that Mikra Din, the halacha is like Rav Tarfon. You do not have to look after shleimim. It's enough even if the top of the stem is cut off, and many people won't buy from you. So where says my time home, what was Shmuel's reasoning? If you want to say holds like Rav Tarfon, because Rav Tarfon is the biggest mekel. For Lidish look Rav Akiva, let him hold like Rav Akiva. To mekel tfei, Rav Akiva is even more mekel. Rav Akiva says all you have to have is just one. Gemara says no. Really, Rav Tarfon is the bigger mekel. Talos look to me shchichi.
If you tell me now that it's kosher, even though it's cut, even though the top of the stem is cut off, that's shchiach. It's very easy to find them, even if you have to have three. But chad b'loy kotim, if you tell me like Rabbi Akiva, that true, you only need one, but the one has to be complete, not cut off at all on top, that's l'shchiach, that's not so easy to find. Therefore, like Shmuel said, like he really passed like a tarfin, and therefore he has to tell them, I'm going to tell people that if you don't lower the prices, I'll tell them all, they do not have to be makpid to get shleimim. It's enough to have ketumim, even if the top of their stem is cut off. And really, Tosfos asked the question, like, what's the Gemara's having meant to say, if it's because he's a mekel, let him be mekel like a bekiva. Like, no, he holds like a tarfin. But Tosfos explains, this is just the way the Gemara is proving it, really, that Shmuel holds like Reb Tarfin. Because if you stop wanting to say to Svar, he's Mekel, let him hold like Reb Akiva. Alamai, this is all part of the proof that Shmuel holds like Reb Tarfin. Now, La Locha, the Rambam Taka Paskins like Reb Tarfin. That's kosher even though it's cutum. Even if the top of the stem is cut off, it's like a kosher. And the Mechaber also brings down this Deya. However, the Mechaber says the Yeshemim that no, you have to have Shleimim by the Adasim. That's why the Chachilu, we try to make sure that Adasim HaShleimim are complete, and the top of the stem is not cut off. So only kosher we hold the Chachilu, it was also a tamar like we had before, if a berry started to grow on top. The next Mishnah. Esrig ha-gozol v'ha-yavish posel. If you have a stolen esrig, or an esrig that's dried out, it's posel for the same reasoning, you need lochem, and it has to be hoder, pre-eats hoder. If it's yavish, it's not hoder. It's not nice. Shel asherib v'sha'ir ha-nidachas posel. Again, since it has to be burnt, and you have to have a size, we'll soon see what the smallest size of an esrig is. So something that's the mitzvah to burn it, it's not called you have the size. Shel orla. Now these are the chedushim of an esrig. Let's say it's orla, it's a tree the first 3 years that's growing. The fruits that it gives off then, since you can't eat it, it's not called the pre-eat sodder. It's not called lechem, like we'll see in the Gemara. That the pre has to be edible, has to be able for you to use it. Shel orla, you're not allowed to use it, it's posel. Shel truma tumeya, posel, the same thing. If you made truma, you set it aside for truma and it became tamei. Since nobody's allowed to eat it right now, it's not called lochem, it's posel. Shel truma tohira, let's say it's truma but it's still tor, a kohen is allowed to eat it. Halacha is lo yita, lechatchilo, don't take it. We'll see in the Gemara why. The yimnot al kosher, but if somebody did take it, you should know it's kosher. Shel demai, what about if you buy this esrug off an amoritz, that halacha is we have a suffix if it took off maestros or not. So it's a suffix with Rabboni, not allowed to eat it. So Be Sharmai Poislim. The Sharmai says, yes, that's also possible. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. Or Be Silo Machshirin. Be Silo says, no, it's only Demai, Midiraisa, like we say, it's Mutter, it's only a Miyat of the Amaratsim that don't do it, therefore it's kosher. Shel Mai Sesheni. Let's say you have an Esrig that you set aside to be Mai Sesheni. So Locher is the Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim right now, that the locher is your ladder. Eat my sheni mishalayim lo yito. You're not supposed to take it the chetchila. We'll see in the Gemara why. We have not got kosher. Somebody did take it, but the evidence is kosher. Also, but this is only mutter in Yerushalayim. Let's say outside Yerushalayim, if you're not allowed to eat my sheni, then taki not makayim the mitzvah. It's possible. Also, chazozis arubay. Let's say scars like spots are on part of the esrig. If it's on the majority rive of the esrig, it's possible. It's possible. Nitla pitumos, so if the top of it came off, the pitum came off. Nikla, let's say it was peeled, part of the skin came off. Nistak, let's say there was a crack in the esrig. Nikav, let's say you have a hole going through the esrig, you stuck a needle in. Vichosa kolshu, and part of the fruit itself came out, it's missing part of its fruit. Is posel, these things all make the esrig posel. In the Gemara we'll see each one exactly why and what the time they're posel. What about osa chazozis al miyutai? Let's say these spots, these scars, came only on a miyat, a little part of the esrig. Not al uksoy, let's say the stem part was pulled off out of the esrig. Nikev, let's say a hole went through it, but v'loichos ha-kolshu, nothing is missing, the complete fruit is there. Halacher is kosher. Vayte esrig hakushi, let's say you have a black esrig, posel. That's posel, it's not called a good esrig. V'hayorek hakars, let's say it's green. Then Rabbi Meir Machshir, Meir says it's a kosher esrig. Rabbi Yehuda Poisav, Yehuda says no, it's no good. Alamais, even though more we have green ones, we hold it is good. That's because our green ones, if it would stay long enough, it would become yellow. But if you have a green esrig that would not change at all to be yellow, then take it's possible. Now, Shir Esrig HaKotin, what's the size of the smallest esrig that's kosher? Rabbi Meir Rei Mekegus, even if it's only as small as a nut, still it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds the size as kibetza, size of an egg. That's the smallest size you could have. Over goydel, what's the biggest size of an esu you can have that's still kosher? Kadesha yachas shnayim biyodai, that you could hold two of them in your hand. Tivu Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Yehuda shita. And the Gemara before we had explained it like a gzera midrabbanan, that we're afraid sometimes you put the esrig in your right hand and the lulav in your left hand, and you have to change it around because you have to have the lulav in your right hand and the esrig in the left hand. And we're afraid if it's too big, the esrig, when you change it around, it'll fall out of your hand, it'll become puzzle. Therefore, we say make sure it's not that big that you could hold both of them in your hand at the same time, an esrig and a lulav. Therefore, make sure the esrig is not like two of them could fit in your hand.
Rabbi Yossi says, afilu echad b'shtei yodav.
Even if it's such a big esrig that you need two hands to hold it with, still it's kosher. He doesn't make this gzeira. Because no matter how big it is, still it's kosher. All right, we'll stop here.